Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. As the weather is crisping up and we're approaching new activities in the garden, it's a perfect time to plan a visit. Go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to make your reservations. And please, the CDC is still recommending that you wear your mask if you're not yet COVID-19 vaccinated. This is a magical time of year in the garden. While there is still a couple of weeks to enjoy the monarch butterfly exhibit before it goes away, or time to get your tickets for the Glow Extravaganza that opens on November 20th, if you're not yet a member, this is the perfect time to get the family a gift for the holidays in the form of membership. If you're already a garden regular, like me, then you've been eagerly trying to peek behind the construction fence around what used to be the vegetable gardens in front of the living wall. Now there are a few renderings of the future of this area posted on the construction fence. This will be the new Staghorn Fern Collection. As you walk along the paved path at the construction fence in the border to the lower meadow, you see a fabulous blue potato bush. This bush has lush, full foliage and wonderful purple-blue blossoms with a yellow dot center that cover the bush from mid-spring until well into the fall season. It makes a great hedge or screening plant, or can be pruned into a small tree, as it will get about 10 feet tall. If you look across the lower meadow, you see a complementing hedge with a riot of bright yellow blooms all along the top of the bush. This is a rambling cassia, and while we can enjoy the opulence of the bloom on these bushes, it is considered to be an invasive weed in many parts of the world, and in some parts of southern Africa, it's illegal to plant this bush without a special permit. As you leave the lower meadow, take note of the small evergreen bush just to the right side of the exit, the one with the lavender flowers. This myrtle-leaved milkwort is a very pretty bush with a regular rounded top and a small sweet pea-looking flower. Part of its biological name, Polygala, actually means much milk, because in Europe it was originally thought to increase the milk production of cows. Turning to your left upon leaving the lower meadow, and your senses are immediately assaulted by a wonderful cloud of sweet scent from the white alyssum that carpets the ground to your left. Just behind the white of the alyssum bed is a wonderful 4-foot stand of Philippine violets that will bloom well into December. The paved path curves left here with the cactus collection to your right and then butts up into Tram Road. Just across the way from you is a beautiful, lush, split-leaf philodendron that grows about 20 feet up into the tree. This split-leaf has huge cream-colored blooms that, interestingly, have a columnar structure in the center of the cape-like cover that will heat up when it's ready to be pollinated. That temperature change is what attracts the beetles that pollinate the philodendron blooms. Then take a wander down the dirt path just in front of you and past the Bird of Paradise, through the meadow and on to Ficus Lane, where you can see an extreme example of the will to live in the form of a rusty fig tree on the left. It appears to be growing right out of a rock. While we know the roots must have found a bit of soil, it doesn't look like it could be more than just a mere tablespoon. A bit farther along and you see a striking Indian banyan tree, Ficus bengalensis, whose bright scarlet colored fruit is backed by deep forest green leaves and will hold on to the tree for a very long time. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.